We are learning Masechta Shchuah and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the new Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. Dr. Mishnah, Ein Shoichtem Loy L'Sech Yami. You now do a Shchita into water. This is Al Tzmar HaZayin. It looks like you're shechting it to the Sar HaYam. Therefore, don't shech directly into the water. It looks like into the ocean. It looks like you're shechting for the ocean. Loy L'Sech Naharos, not into rivers. Loy L'Sech Kelim, not into Kelim, because it looks like you're being Mekabel Adam in order to make a Zrika for the Aved Zara. You're allowed to shecht. L'sech ugo shemayim is like a little guma that you make around like the trees. It's a little bit of a ditch. There you're allowed to shecht into there. It has some water in there. That's not a lake and that's not a nar. It doesn't have its own sar. So you're not worried about that. And you're allowed to shecht it into that ugo shemayim. Now what happens if you're on a boat? Uvesvina agave kelim. Uvesvina is mutter to make the shita agave in the back to the kelim. And then the dam drips into the water, because here it doesn't look like I'm shechting for the yam, because I don't want to get my svina dirty, and therefore I could shecht on the back of the kelim, let it fall into, use it as a ramp to fall into the water. The Rosh is a little different. The Rosh says that the reason why this is allowed, it's the Ran. The Ran says, sorry, not the Rosh. The Ran says the reason why it's allowed, he says, because this is not kederach, and that's why it's mutter. The Ran says lashon like this. Since you went off the keli, that's why it's not a problem. So Rashi's pshat is because everyone's chaps, you don't want to make the svina dirty. The Ran says because this is the agavi kelim, it's not the normal way of doing it, and therefore that is, makes it not a chash doing, I'm doing it l'shem yamim or l'shem kelim. You're not all shecht into an empty hole. Now why not? Rashi's mashba, this was like choykat tzedukim, that they did this maybe five days already. These two shecht into empty hole. So ancient legum kol ikra. Ava oizer gum masech beisoy b'shul shikonos dam masech. But in your house, you're allowed to do it. And the Gemara doesn't ask. You just told me you can't do it. So he says ancient legum kol ikra. Then it says you could do a gum masech beisoy b'shul shikonos dam masech. The Gemara will talk about that. Uveshuk lo yasekin. You should not do this. Veshuk. Why not? Shaloi tap on beis now yechakas at tzedukim. You shouldn't be machzik the hands of the tzedukim. This is something they used to do. That you should shecht into an empty hole. And you should not do that because that's the mice of tzedukim. Talk to Gemara. It says that ein shoichtim l'soich v'yamim in haroes, but you let a shecht into a ugo shamayim, a little puddle. You let a shecht into a puddle. So he said, why not? Why are you allowed to shecht in a puddle? Because there's no sar of a puddle. But Gemara has a new problem. Mice don't say yamim loy dam b'yosar the yamim kashachet. You're worried maybe it looks like he's being shoichet for the sar of the yam, the malach, the master of the yam, lizar the yam koshachet, l'sech uga shemayim nami, omru l'bavoye koshachet. Maybe he's shechting to his reflection. In a public, is your reflection, and maybe he's shechting to your reflection. And it's before you're in the psukim and nach, that sometimes people used to be oivid their own reflection, their own themselves. No, it's a simon of gaiva, maybe, but either way, it's not allowed to be done. The shech l'bavoye, it's not, why are you doing that? I'm talking about a puddle that's dirty, and therefore you can't see your reflection, and therefore there's no chash, you're doing the same reflection. There's no chash of the sar, because there is no sar of this puddle. And there's no chash of bavaya, because talking about bakurim shalom, talking about dirty water. Zok the Gemara Vaita, it says in the Mishnah, in shechtim maguma kolik, and then it says, but bebeisa you can shechtim to aguma. And it says, v'shuk lo yasakim. So v'amrit, ain't shechtim maguma klal. How can you say shecht by the bayis, shechtim to aguma? It starts with saying, you don't shecht leguma klal. Amar baya, reisha v'guma shevashuk. We're talking about a guma shevashuk that says, ain't shecht leguma. In a shuk, you can't do it. But in your house, you can do it. Amar le rava, they talk about pshat. But when we're talking about shecht leguma klal, yasa kein, mechal the reisha lava shuk askinan. It's not mashmah that the shuk only happens later on in the Mishnah. It doesn't, not, the first thing not to want shuk. El amar rava, this is pshat. Hachkam, this is pshat. Ain shecht leguma klal ikka. You can't shecht into a guma, even in the house, even if it's mechavin to clean his house, and everyone knows you makbid on the koyin beisoy, still is chukas sa'akam that to do it straight into a hole, an empty hole in the ground. I want to do a shechita in my house or my chutz, so what do? How do I do that? Baroitzel nakechatz, that's what it means. Ain't shechtim kol ikka means you can't shecht into a guma. Baroitzel nakechatz, what do you do? Oysa mokim chutz a guma. He makes a little space outside the guma, a little ramp in the ground. V'sheichet, and he shechts there. V'dam sheises goes down this ramp into the guma. V'yarz the guma. And the reason why that's allowed is because I'm not doing it directly into the guma, so I'm not doing chukas agayim. And it's going with the ramp. since everyone knows I'm trying to clean my chotzer, it won't be a maras zayin. But a shuk lo yasekein. So yichakas that's dukin. But a shuk, it's not the derech. The Rashi says in a mechoshel nakas that shuk. You're not a street cleaner. People don't care about the shuk. They don't care about the street, and therefore if they're doing this. They must be doing it l'shem this minig of tzedukim, and therefore they should not do that. Even though they do this with this like a grommet, they do this the second hole. It makes no difference. You cannot do it b'shuk. Only in the chatzor or the bais. Tanya kavase the rab. Yeah. Any noise of gum called ikker means make gum by itself. And bebeisay over chatzera means with this little ramp. Yeah, that's how Taras Chaim learns. Yeah, to say pshat over here in the sugya. Tanya kavasei the rabba. We learned that a brisa a raya to rabba. So it says a brisa like this. Pizza over all these halachas. Hoyimalach besvino. You were going on a boat and you wanted some meat, and you didn't have any fresh meat. You had to shecht a behema. Ainly makim besvino lishchot. There's no makim on the boat to shecht. You could stick your hand outside the boat and shecht. The dam shows you a drepne asvina. It's not a problem. Similar to agave kelim, because everyone knows you're trying to keep your boat clean. You can't shecht into an empty hole in the ground at all. You make a place out of the guma of a shecht, and you shecht over there. A dam shows you the guma. And dam drips into that little ramp, and it goes into the guma. Over shuk lo yasekein, lo yasekein. Over shuk, you can't do this. Why? It means marasayin. Because this is not exactly where the Taras Chaim learns. This is not exactly the real halacha, because he's using the ramp. But still lo yasekein, because it looks like v'shenem. It looks like you're doing it like the chukas agoyim. It looks like. Why? Because lemaisa, because who cleans a shuk? So even though I'm not doing exactly like the minig, put a straight into a guma, I'm using the ramp, but since I don't clean a shuk, so therefore it looks like I'm doing it the same chukasayim, and therefore you should not do it. So mashum shenem, means mashum arasayim of that. Mashum arasayim of chukasayim. Vim osakein, if you did this, tzark digachrav. If someone does this, you have to bite the kim, he got something in the family there, he has a min in the family there, or maybe he himself is a min, and you have to separate from his past and his yayin, like Rashi says. He might be a full-fledged min if he does such things. So he has to, if he's in the shuk, he cannot shecht b'chlal into the hole, let it go on the street, and let it be dirty. In the chatzah, you can make this little ramp to get into the hole, and in the chatzah, you can't do it directly into the hole. Why not? That is the derech of the tzedukim, you shouldn't be machzik, the dame of the tzedukim. This is the Taisus Amar Aleph that learns that the problem of the guma is, somehow it looks like I'm in Kabbal Dam, Chavim, but we went with Rashi's pshat, that's more chukas hagoyim, chukas hatzadukim, not so much of Vayezara, but there's a taste that's mashma somehow that in the Guma it's a shem Vayezara. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, ad kan da Vayezara, now I'm going to go to a new problem. Certain times you make a shchita, it looks like a shchita chutz. We are talking about Mara Zayin. Mr. right before this took the Mara Zayin. When Yishek Lusach Yamim, he didn't have a mind, he didn't say I'm doing the Sarayam. Still, that you shouldn't do it. Why not? Why shouldn't you do it? Because it looks like I'm doing it. It's Mara Zayin. It's like an Issa. The Chari there will be a kosher. It will be kosher Shchita. Just it looks like it's a Mara Zayin. You should not do that. Now we have another case of Mara Zayin. We would have here the Mara Zayin will say it's possible. I wonder what the Lach of war. It must be possible also. I'm not sure what the Lach is. Because of the Mara Zayin, it's possible or not. I'm not sure. But in any case, Kudir doesn't say possible. Excuse me. Yeah. So here we're talking about something that looks like a shchut echutz. So if you shecht l'shem oila, it says I'm shechting this behema l'shem oila. Now the truth is, it's not an isra shchut echutz. Why? Because I never makdish this thing for oila. I never did it. It was chulin, but I shechted l'shem oila. So it looks like I made it into oila. Now I'm taking the oila and shechting echutz. So Hashoich L'shem Oilah, L'shem Zvachim, Zvachim Shlomim, so far so good. Why are these things a chashash? Because I could be makdish on a dava of a Oilah and a Shlomim. So therefore, we're worried, maybe you made it in a dava now. And therefore, look at Shud Dechot. So Hashoich L'shem Oilah, L'shem Zvachim, L'shem Ashim Tali. Ashim Tali is something someone brings when he's not sure if he was over a Chayav Krisis. For example, if he's not sure, he ate two pieces of meat, not sure one was Chayav, one was not. He knows for sure one was Chayav, one was not. He's not sure which one he ate. Or the Gnol Gzav Rashi gives, someone was born to Isha, not sure if it's his wife or his wife's sister. So these are cases where you bring a Osham Talu. So Shem Osham Talu. But here he says, the Lechari Osham Talu is not possibly brought as a Dava. The Mar is not Sakasha. Lechari here, what's the Chash? But the Mishnah says it is a chash. Shech Hashem Hashem Tali. All Hashem Pesach. The moral asks that also. Hashem Tali. The Tali that could be brought in Dava. Shechitasa Epshul. The Shechit is possible. Why? Because Marasayin. Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon holds Kasha. Why? He's like Rashi. Because Rav Shimon is not Mach. Does not hold of Marasayin. He says Lechayish Marasayin. Does not hold of Marasayin. Therefore, it's Kasha. Therefore, it's Kasha. So here at Marasayin is Psula. So I'm assuming the last Mishnah is possible also. I don't have a clear makar for that. Okay, so that's the reish of the Mishnah. There, the chashash by Hashem Arlo, that you're doing Hashem Arlo. Shtayim, oichs mesakim, shech tomechel, shomechel, mekalelu, two people holding on to the sack and making a shechita. One does it, Hashem Arlo, Hashem Shlomim, the other one does it, Hashem Dov HaKasher, shechitas ha-psula. It's possible, because it's my sign of his shechita. But, Hashem Hashem Chata, since Chatas is not possible to be brought as an Adava, everyone knows you're not chayav chatas. Because if you be a chayav chatas, there will be a koil. And like Rashi explains in the Gemara, that if someone does an avera, is chayav chatas, he lets everyone know about it because he wants to be mispayish and gets a bigger kaparo. So if he has a chiyav that bring a chatas, he lets everyone know about his avera. And here, since no one knows about his avera, we assume that he's not chayav chatas. And since he's not chayav chatas, no chash, we do shem chatas, they do shchut chutz. Hashem chayav chatas, shem asham, vaday. Same thing, there would be a koil that is chayiv this Asham. Asham Vada means Afuka Asham Tali. So Asham Vada, examples are Asham Gzelois, Asham Shivcharufa, Asham Eloys, and so on and so forth. L'shem Bechar, everyone knows he doesn't have a Bechar, so Shem Bechar is a joke. L'shem Meiser, it's not the tenth animal. L'shem Temura, also, it's not a Temura. All these things, Chutas Aksheri, why? Why this is all kosher? Because they're not Shaykh to be brought in a Dava. They are Klal. Kosin nidar v'nidiv, anything that's on a dava, he brought on a dava. Hashem Hashmai is also because there's marasayin. Hashem nidiv v'nidiv, Hashem Hashmai kosher. And when there's no marasayin on, Hashem Hashmai kosher. But there's no marasayin because it's not possible to bring on a dava. So everyone knows you're not chayav chatas. Do shem chatas. No one thinks it's shchut chutz. And therefore, halach is that it's kosher. So the Gemara, Hashem Hashmai, and it says also Hashem Hashem Tali also. There's a chash of marasayin. The question is, Asher Tali is not; it can't be brought as a ned and a dava. Asher Tali by nidiv and nidivu. I'm Rav Yerichon of Hamani, Rav Eliezer. It's going according to Rav Eliezer, the Amar that holds misnadiv adam. Asher Tali b'chol yom. You can be misnadiv Asher Tali b'chol yom. Why? You have to have avera. He holds that it's a non sadi that every day a person has a suffolk chait. And therefore, you can be nadav Asher Tali every single day. Therefore, it's possible. Therefore, there's a chash marasayin. It's going for the Amad Yama. Freit the Amad Yama, Pesach. Pesach, by nidav nidavu, you can make an adav of Pesach. So, the Gemara is Zman Kvile. It's Zman Kvile. It's only on Erev Pesach you bring a Pesach. So, how can you tell me I'm bringing a Pesach in the middle of the year that it's a Pesach? What's the sign it's a Pesach? Omrava, Oshia, Shani Pesach, Hoiva, Frosh Osoy, Kalashona Kulo. Since you can be mafresh a Pesach the whole year. And then the halach is, that if you mafresh a Pesach and you bring it all year round, it's a shlamim. So therefore, the chshash now, when I bring Hashem Pesach, l'chayra, there's a chshash that you're going to think it's a shlamim, and that's why there's a marasayin. How are you going to tell me? It's not so posh to say it's a shlamim, because usually you need, if it's a akira, if it's a Pesach, if it's Hashem Pesach in the middle of the year, that's a kosher carbon, don't you need Hashem shlamim the whole year? So the Malay Reim asks, Kosh Lamandiyam Abaya Akira, Ba'af Lamandiyam Loy Baya Akira, Bechai Gavna Shafrisha Atash and Pesach, Va'imid Likar Pesach Abba, Bechai Gavna Kulam Baya Akira. And he blives Shvad Malay Reim. It's not a parrot, it's with Kasha. Lachar here, when you have a Pesach, and you do Lushem Pesach, everyone agrees with Lushem Pesach, and there's a Pesach coming up, it's a possible carbon. So what's it sad over here that it's bringing Shud Echot? So I guess you have to say that it makes sense to have a Pesach. They made it a Pesach right now. Then he bought it. If you bring it, so I guess you have to answer some Leirom's kash is that it could be there's a chiyuv shchut chutz on a Pesach. Even if you have a Shem Pesach, you have to know the sugya of shechet v'amal of bringing shlo l'shmo. What's the halacha? But I in the Leirom that asks kash the if you want to be a shlomim, it has to be akira. Rashi says over here that it's a shlomim. The chayr is a little shver because there's no akira over here because it's before Pesach and therefore there's no akira. Okay, so we answered both truths. We answered Asher Tali, we answered Gonkun Manimos, he's not bringing Asher Tali every day. And we answered Pesach because he said all year round you can be mafra fish Pesach. And like Rashi says, it could be a shlom. Rashi says, Koyim Shana Royal Afrisha, Nicha Azman, Ilka Ashtanam, Irina Hashtam Afrisha, Kashaka Pesach, Shaman Shana, the Kamu is Shlomu. Avarina Kashaka Shlom, Chutz Vachlu. Yeah. So the more right there. Omar Rav Yanai, this whole sugya of that looks like shutichos, so shonu will tamim, only if it's an animal that had a blemish. A bal mum, if it's a bal mum, it has a blemish, then meida yediya. We know that it's not a carbon. We know it's not a carbon. Rav Yechonog, afilu bal mum nami. Even bal mum yishecht outside, it'll be a chi of it'll look like shutichos. It'll be a marasim of shutichos. Why? Because zimun the romile media mumma. Sometimes that you put something on top of the mum, or some hair is covering the mum, below your ideas, you don't know. And it seems like to me that Rabbi Yechon saying therefore it's also every ba mum, even when it's very nicker, because we made a loy plug that this mara sign of ba mum, because a lot of times a ba mum is not nicker, and therefore he said that if someone shechts shem shlomim, even if it's a ba mum, it's a mara sign. Everyone knows it's not shlomim, it's a ba mum. The answer is that a lot of times the ba mum is the mum is covered, and therefore not everyone able to tell, and therefore it's still mara sign. It says, Chatos, that's not a bar nidr of a nidr. You can't make it a double chat. Therefore, there is no marasign. Or, Vechanon, Loishon, also in a machayim chatos. Only if it's not machuyim chatos. But, a machuyim chatos, everyone knows he's machuyim chatos. Emo, Shem chatos, maybe he's doing it for his chatos, and therefore it looks like a shutichos. Freit the Gemara, but Loikom, Hashem chatosi. He didn't say Hashem my own chatos, so then why? It sounds like Hashem chatos, sounds like just on a dava. If he meant his own chatos, he's machuyim, which is a chatosi. That was the case. He said Hashem Chatosi. And still, the Chiddush of Gemara is like this, that if he's not Mechuyev Chatos, then even though he said Hashem Chatosi, it doesn't look like no Ma'ariv sign. Why? Rashi speaks out. Because since everyone has a coil, and since there's no coil about his chait, therefore, it will not be Ma'ariv sign, even though he said Hashem Chatosi, because we don't know about him being Chayev Chatos. The same tamura. What does a tamura mean? Tamura means you say, you take a carbon, and you take a chulin, and say, the chulin should be like that carbon. The halacha is the chulin becomes a carbon. So here, we're shechting the shame tamura, we say, no, it's not possible to make a tamura without another animal, and therefore, it's no marasai. So Zokt Amar Abelezer, lo yishar al shein lo zevach v'zech besa. It's only if he doesn't have another zevach v'zech besa. But if everyone knows he has a zevach in his house, ha'v'yesh zevach v'zech besa, Eimer, we say, emuri omebe. Maybe he's doing a tamura in that. And the halacha is, you don't need a tamura to be in front of you. It doesn't have to be mamash in front of you. Frank Demar, v'loi kama shmei tamura zivchi. He didn't say shmei tamura zivchi, so why should we chashish that he's doing a tamura of a zevach? Amar avohu, bo'imer el shem tamura zivchi. He spoke out taka shmei tamura zivchi. Therefore, if he had it in his house, there would be an issue of a marasayin of a tamura. The Mishnah ends off with zeh klal, with a rule. Zeh klal, kol dova shenidor v'nidav hasher chel shmoy is asa. Now, what are we adding on? Didn't we go through all the cases? Which cases are we missing that are included in the Zeh HaKlal? Zeh HaKlal Sui and Mai. Zok to Gemara, the first Zeh HaKlal that says anything that could be on a nether or a dava is a marasayin. What's that going on? Lasuya Oilus Nazir. It's going on a Oilus Nazir. Because since you could be menadiv and become a Nazir, so therefore, Oilus Nazir is also considered a dava, shenidar of a nidar. Now, isn't that Pashut? So Morris has to tell you what the Chiddush is. Lasuya Oilus Nazir. The Maote Mahaloi Nadar. We don't know about him. His hair is not so long. He doesn't look like a Nazir. So Morris, no. Amar, we still say, Amar Nadar Ritzina. Maybe he's a Nazir Ritzina. And like Rashi says, 30 days of hair is not so nicker. And therefore, maybe it's Nadar Ritzina. And therefore, we are choshesh that this oilus nazir was for that nazirus, and therefore, it is a chashash. When you bring someone shem oilus nazir, the loch is that it is a problem because it's zava nidav and nidav. And even though you don't know that he's a nazir, but you could assume you could be choshesh that maybe he's really a nazir, and therefore, it was brought shem that nazirus, and it's a problem of marasayin of shrutei chutz. It says ainu nidav and nidav that. Is no chash shudichot. What's that coming to la'asuye? La'asuye oilas yeledas. The oila of a yeledas. And here, she didn't have a baby. So that's why you can't bring an oila. You don't have a baby. You can't bring oilas yeledas. You don't have a baby. And therefore, there's no chash. I'm Rav Elazar. Lois shon will shen le'isha. It's only if he doesn't have a wife. Aviyesh le'isha, if he has a wife, eimah l'shma oisa. Maybe he's doing it for his wife. Maybe his wife had a baby, and he did it for his wife. He didn't say Hashem Oilas Ishti. Amra Avoh, but Oimer Hashem Oilas Ishti. He said Hashem Oilas Ishti. So Gemara says Pshita. Now we have two versions of this Gemara. The first version of this Gemara is that Pshita, that here if that he can't bring this because What's the chiddush? Of course, that we're saying this whole this Ein Le'isha was saying Lo Shel Le'isha. Yes, Le'isha is small Le'isha. So we're saying that Pshita of Yesh Le'isha, it's a problem. His wife maybe had a baby. So Moses Pshita. You would say that if he has an isha, so what? There's no chash he had a baby. You would know about it on top of my base. It means the older kol havalei. There'll be a kol he had a baby. Once he has a wife, when chosh baby is a nefil, and therefore he's bringing a carbon. So that's why he says dafka ain't leisha. But if he has leisha, of a yes leisha, then he is a chash. Now the only problem is like this: that Rashi asks. That if it's Ein Le'isha talking about a case, so why do you have to bring a raya, la suye, we need to call a klal? If he has no wife, of course, LCLS is not possible. It's not a big chiddush. What's the chiddush then? So therefore, he has different gears in the Gemara. He has a lishta achrina. And we don't have his whole Rabbi Eliezer at all. It goes like this, the Gemara. La suye, LCLS. We're talking about LCLS. And we're going by yesh Le'isha. It's a whole new pshat. You have to take out like three lines in the Gemara. That means lasuya, but after the word lasuya, three lines on the bottom, lasuya is that is. That's when the Gemara goes weiter and says ma'od de tema. No word pshita. You skip from lasuya is that is to ma'od de tema like this. It's being married, but oil is he led that is not an adava and that the afraid the Gemara. That's pashut. Obviously, I'm saying you can't bring oil is led us. So tomorrow we're talking about isha and ma'od de tema. That ma'od de tema ema yuludi la the kamash lo. Then isa the olive curl is to hold them in girsa. That he said all that kala is to. If he had a baby, you'd have a kala, would be a kala. That's the kamash on the Gemara. Rashi likes this shot better, actually. He likes this girsa better. And that's the chiddush, that even though he has a wife, still, if it would be a kala, if it would be a baby, it would be a kala. And not worried about a hapala, obviously. And therefore, it's the case, you will not have a chash of shud chutz, be the second girsa of Rashi. He doesn't like the first girsa for a few reasons. First of all, we didn't ask on any of the Marayim, Akasha Pshita Ma'ad Tema, and also he has says Eli Isha is Pashut. Therefore, he likes the second Girsa Beta. He likes the second Girsa Beta in the Gemara. Hadar Allah Perak Ashoichet Beli Nader.